Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We have with us today
Libby Phillips from Spruce Pine Main Street.
Is this a big week in Spruce Pine or why?
It's a busy, busy week, definitely.
So tell us what's going on, Fire in the Mountain. How many years have we been doing this?
This is the 12th year for Fire in the Mountain.
Wow, that's just exciting. A festival, really, that there's nothing else like anywhere around.
That's true. It's probably the only one on the East Coast of its kind, and that's part of the reason I think people like to come to it so much, because it's such a unique festival. Nowhere else around has anything like this.
And it fits with our area, but it also fits well with all the stuff that goes on out at the Penland School of Crafts. So it makes a wonderful connection to the arts community and to the town and to everybody.
It does. It's originally, when we started this festival, it kind of focused on the history of our area, the blacksmithing in our area, and then it kind of evolved into more of the contemporary art of blacksmithing, which, you know, once we got Penland involved and the tour of our arts council, it's kind of transformed, and the current day festival actually highlights all of those features, so it's a nice combination.
And speaking of the Toad River Arts Council, real quick before we get into the stuff that's happening Saturday, at the Arts Council's gallery on Upper Street, they've got the blacksmith exhibit there. It's worth going. It's just unbelievable.
Oh, gosh, I say. It is. Every year I'm blown away at the amount of stuff that is presented for the exhibit. The talent is unbelievable. If you haven't seen it, it's a free exhibit. You have to go. You're going to be amazed at the level of work that's on display in there.
And we've just got a couple of days left. It'll be there through Saturday, so run by there today and check it out, or tomorrow for sure, and see what all's going on with that. It's the Toad River Arts Council Galleries on Upper Street. Now, back to the festival. It's Saturday, so what's going on?
Well, the festival is going to start at 10 o'clock Saturday morning. It'll run till 4 in downtown Spruce Pine. Locust Street is going to be closed for that, so you'll want to make sure you get down here early, get your parking space. This year we're going to have some of the same things, and we've added some new things this year. So we will have blacksmith vendors selling their wares at their booths. There's going to be some live demonstrations at individual booths. Of course, we'll have Master Blacksmith Megan Crowley. We'll have Daniel Beck and Jason Lonan will be doing demonstrations throughout the day. And we also have the hands-on tent sponsored by Penland. We have the forge-off contest this year again, and this year the item is going to be a hook. That's going to be in Central Park. We have a couple different educational displays this year. We've got an old Civil War wagon that will be demonstrating blacksmithing on that. We've got Arthur Morgan School, just a lot of different things going on this year. In addition, I do want to let everybody know that we have just added a new event to the festival, and that would be Foxfire Metalworks is going to be doing an iron pouring this year, which is kind of interesting. So you can actually buy the scratch blocks at track and at their booth down here at the day of the festival, and then they're going to scratch out your design, and then they're going to pour iron into the design up at the Daniel Beck Studio, which is the old Knipe's Garage, mm-hmm. And that'll be happening during the day of the festival as well.
Well, boy, that sounds like that'd be wild, too. So there's really a lot going on for everybody to get involved.
Yeah, there's so much to do. We have kids' activities. We have food. Several of the merchants are going to have special activities and sales and events, tents going up. There's some special activities with Uptown Funk on Upper Street. So there's a lot of different things going on this year. Everybody's going to have something that they'll find to enjoy.
And as you mentioned, Lower Street, Locust Street, will be closed because the festival's down there. Upper Street will be open. But as always, parking is always a premium here. And our good friends at Mitchell Transportation Authority are going to be shuttling people again this year?
That's right. We will have the public parking lot beside the Carolina Theater is going to be available for handicapped parking. Obviously, that's limited. We will have parking for handicap and general admission at the Riverside Park and the Pine Bridge facility, and the shuttle will be picking up at Riverside Park and dropping off in front of the Mitchell News Journal. So if you need a wheelchair, if you need a ride, you can access the walking bridge, or you can jump on that shuttle and then just come straight over and straight back. They're going to be here from 9:30 to 4:30, so pretty much all day.
And we can't do anything in town without the transportation guys. Thanks so much to them doing what they do. So a lot's going to be going on. Basically, unless you buy something, it's free.
Yep. The festival is general admission is free, so that's another thing that makes it such a great event. All of the displays, the demonstrations, all of that is free. Now, of course, if you do buy something from one of the vendors, you will pay for that. Other than that, it's a free event.
And there's plenty to do for you to do, or if you're like me and just extremely curious about how all this works, this is the place to come. You can see the tools. You can actually see them doing the work.
Yep, and I always like to mention that there are activities for kids. We'll have Funtime Inflatables. They have several different activities with the bouncy house. We have the Thomas the Train choo-choo train this year. That train ride will be available for kids. So there's lots of things going on. I think Uptown Funk has face painting. So it's fun for adults, kids, everybody.
So from 10 until 4, is that right?
That's correct.
In Spruce Pine, place to be on Saturday, so check it out. It's really exciting, and it is a really unique event, so not like anything you'll see anywhere else, so come on out and enjoy it.
Yes, please do. We look forward to seeing everybody. It's going to be a nice, sunny day on Saturday.
Our guest today, Libby Phillips of Spruce Pine Main Street. Libby, thanks for visiting with us at Central Park on Lower Street today and telling us all about the Fire on the Mountain Blacksmithing Festival this Saturday in Spruce Pine. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.